Cause they'll be rocking on bandstand in Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay.
Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, the Sweet 16 of March Madness. Now, no offense to your bracket, but for me, this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament has been a bit of a dud for those of us who always pull for a few big surprises. Sure, the Oregon Ducks have been on a massive quacking roll through the Pac-12 tournament and the first two games of the NCAA tournament as well. Sorry, Oregon, your Pac-12 conference Ducks are just not the same feel-good small school story as we had last year with the Loyola Chicago Ramblers team and their now 99-year-old good luck charm sister Jean. This year's Final 16 teams are pretty much the expected teams among the big boys of basketball this year. Yes, there are some very good stories, but the sports journalist will have to work a little harder this year. Heading into the Thursday and Friday night games, we have all four number one seeds left, all four of the number two seeds left, and all four of the number three seeds still in this year's tournament. All of the top 12 teams are standing this year after two games. Well, you can add in two more number four seeds, Florida State and Virginia Tech, a number five seed in Auburn, and then there's number 12 Oregon, and there's this year's Sweet 16. However, did you know that Sister Jean's Loyola Chicago Ramblers had won the national championship back in 1963? Did you also know that Loyola Chicago has one more national championship in their basketball trophy case than this year's number one seeds is Virginia and Gonzaga? Or number two seed Tennessee? How about number three seeds LSU, Purdue, Texas Tech, and the University of Houston? Number four seeded Virginia Tech? Or number five Auburn? None of them have a national trophy in basketball. So despite the blue bloods like Kentucky with eight national titles, North Carolina with six, Duke with five, Michigan State has two, and others like Michigan and Oregon have one trophy each, there are nine extremely hungry teams remaining in this field of 16 who will have a chance to win their first men's basketball championship. The good news about this weekend's basketball schedule is that anyone left in this field could still win it all. The two worst remaining teams in this year's field, number 12 seed Oregon and number 5 Auburn, both won their conference tournaments to get into the field and are playing a frenetic style of basketball with full court pressure, sharpshooting three-point bombs, and are scoring points at pinball wizard speed. Well, what about LSU, you ask? Can you imagine the holier-than-thou national media screaming about a team which suspended its coach, Will Wade, who won't even talk to his own bosses at LSU about a reported wiretapping of a possible payoff to the family of one of their current players? LSU already was playing hard this season as they dedicated the year to honor one of their players, 20-year-old Wade Sims, who was shot and killed in Baton Rouge back in September. His father, Wayne Sims, had played on the LSU basketball teams back in the 1980s for Coach Dale Brown. This year's LSU Tigers team has nothing to lose at this point. They have plenty of talent, but they need to play their best games now if they want to keep advancing. If the allegations about Coach Will Wade turn out to be confirmed, LSU's team should be approaching each and every game as if it might be their last NCAA tournament game of their careers. The NCAA very well might put LSU on a lengthy suspension from postseason play if the worst is confirmed. How about Gonzaga, you ask? That'd be a great story, too. Coach Mark Few has taken this relatively small university in Spokane, Washington, to national prominence over the last two decades. The Zags have made the NCAA tournament now for 21 consecutive seasons. They also appeared in the national championship game just two seasons ago, but lost to North Carolina. Gonzaga's overall NCAA tournament record is now 33-21, and that equates to a 61% winning percentage. By contrast, the Duke Blue Devils lead this year's field with a combined men's tournament record of 111-36, or 75.5%, followed by North Carolina, which sports a 123-45 overall tournament record, or 73% winners. So your statistical best chances to win remain in Duke and North Carolina for this year's finals matchup. Personally, I'm still hopeful that at least one or two spoiler teams will emerge from the pack by the end of this weekend to prevent the Final Four from becoming the second ever matchup of all four number one seeds in history. It isn't called March Madness for nothing. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.